The news of the arrest of the country's most wanted fugitive, Claude Pivi, has been widely applauded by many Ghanaians, who call it a relief. Claude Pivi was arrested in Nimba, a border town in Liberia, close to the forest region of Guinea. Speaking on national television 24 hours after his arrest, Pivi explains how he got to Liberia. He says he arrived in his village in the forest region the day they left the main central prison of Conakry, accompanied by three of the assailants. He says after spending 3 days there, he crossed the border into Liberia to seek refuge. Asma Ojalo, the chairlady of the Association of Parents and Friends of Victims of the Conakry 28 September Stadium Massacre, says now Guineans can go to bed without fear. She accused Pivi of taking active part in the massacre.
The president is insatisfaction for now because of the demanding fee on the
message. She says the arrest of Pivi is satisfying because everyone has been wondering if Pivi will be arrested again. She says thanks to God he is known around the world, and that was why he was arrested in Liberia. She says they are really happy because when he escaped from prison, people were panicking, not only the victims. She says Pivi failed to accept his responsibility for the massacre. Pivi was whisked out of prison in November by unidentified armed men and then taken to an unknown destination. Until his arrest, no one knew he was hiding in Liberia. Dr. Dansa Kuruma, the president of the Guinean National Transition Council, says had it not been for the collaboration of people of both sides of the borders, including Liberian authorities, Pivi would not have been arrested. He says the dignity of the victims has been restored.
Malgré plusieurs mois de cabale, la main a été mise sous Pivi grâce à l'efficacité et à l'efficience de notre système de renseignement.
He says despite several months in hiding, Pivi has finally been arrested with the help of the Guinean intelligence services. He says Pivi was arrested alive and not wounded and assaulted, which is what is important to him. He says with the help of his accomplices, Pivi was able to stay in hiding for all this while. Colonel Claude Pivi, former Junta leader Musa Dadis Camara, and 9 other top military officers were accused of masterminding the stadium massacre of opposition supporters in September 2009. At least 150 were killed and dozens of women were raped by members of Camara's former presidential guards. At the end of the trial in July, Claude Pivi was sentenced to life imprisonment in absentia, and an international arrest warrant was issued out for him. According to the Minister of Justice, Yaya Kaira Bakaba, Pivi is now at the main central prison of Koya, 50 kilometers from Conakry. Pivi is reputed to be a well-trained soldier and very influential in the Guinean army. He was the minister in charge of presidential security under Dadis Camara. He was maintained in the same post by former President Alpha Conde. It is not clear whether Pivi will be charged separately after his arrest or will be allowed to start serving his jail term. His lawyer is now out of the country and all attempts to reach him for comment have failed. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Camara in Conakry.